There's a movement among business leaders at the moment that threatens to undermine your customer relationships. Some are calling it experience innovation. The idea is simple. Improving your offering with new features, better technology, or more options is no longer enough. You need to offer an enhanced experience. Customers are buying into experiences as much as they are products. Now, this is nothing new. Starbucks, Disney, and Nike have all been doing this for ages. Yet the number of companies taking this approach is growing, and that is going to change and challenge your customers' experience. Your competition might not be innovating in this area, but your customers are not limited to just interacting with your competition. Customers expect the same level of customer service on all aspects of their life. If they have a great experience in Starbucks, they expect the experience to be with you to be great too. They're often left wondering why your experience is so frustrating when using other services or products is such a joy. Their dissatisfaction may start them looking elsewhere, and that's where the danger is. There are lots of levels to improving experience, far more than I can cover in this little audio boo. But if we look at things from an online perspective, it throws up some interesting challenges. At the most basic level, are you offering a consistent and integrated experience across all the sites you run? When a user logs into one part of your site, are they remembered elsewhere? When they visit a microsite, does it offer a consistent user experience? Often our sites fragment because there's no central oversight, either that or because we are building different parts in isolation. Then there's how our sites work with other online channels like Facebook or Twitter. Are users moving seamlessly back and forth between these different platforms? Does your website integrate with social media and vice versa? Do all your channels present a consistent brand identity and tone of voice? What about experience across devices? According to research by Google, many people use more than one device to complete a single task. You can expect an increasing number of users to switch between desktop, laptop, smartphone to do a single task on your website. This makes it important for us to think about these different devices and how we can create a unified user experience. Not only should it be easy to find the same information across devices, it should also be easy to pick up a task. For example, if I add a product to my basket on a mobile phone, will that product still be in my basket when I switch across to a laptop? Finally, we need to think about how the online experience works with offline interactions. For example, if I book a ticket online, can I be confident that the system will know about it when I arrive? Or do I feel compelled to print off a copy just in case? As you can see, this is a big ask for many organisations. It requires big changes in the way we work and think. If you act now, the return on investment is high, but if you wait too long, then this will just become expected and the competitive advantage will vanish. So where to begin? With so much that you can do, the task can feel overwhelming. Where to begin will depend on where you currently stand. Many organisations I work with run large websites that have been through a series of periodic redesigns. As you dig down through the site, it's like going back in time. The deeper you dig, the older the design you discover. Each time we launch a new redesign, it replaces the few top levels of our site, but the rest never quite gets updated. For some organisations in this position, the priority has to be to create a consistent user experience on our own websites. This starts by stopping periodic redesigns and instead doing continual incremental improvements. For other organisations, it's about a shift in perception of how we perceive the designers we work with. Many think of designers as glorified painters and decorators. Designers add aesthetics, look and feel, and brand. In fact, most designers are much more than that. They create user experiences and they long to shape better user experiences. They have both the eye for shaping experiences and the imagination to challenge the way we do things. Unfortunately, we often limit their job to superficial changes. It's time for us to start giving our designers more freedom. We need to start including them in higher level discussions and help them to become champions for the user. Many may need encouragement at first, but I believe that there's a lot that they can offer in reshaping the customer experience. For other organisations, it's about learning to take bigger risks, and this is particularly true for larger organisations. For them, there is little motivation for change. They have seen success doing things the way they've always done them, so why change? The problem is the world is changing around them, and what was once safe ground no longer is. Thinking about customer experience instead of products and services is a big change. It requires ambitious thinking and big risks. This is going to be hard to swallow in some places. A sensible approach is therefore to start with some pilot projects. This gives an organisation confidence to challenge the well-worn and familiar processes they have. Finally, for some, it is going to mean breaking down departmental silos. I'm beginning to encounter organisations who even manage social media and websites separately, not to mention retail stores, phone support, or the many other touch points a customer has with a company. There's nothing wrong with these management structures in principle. What matters is that they work together towards common goals. Unfortunately, that's often not the case. Failure to do so makes it impossible to create a unified customer experience. The chances are that if you're reading this, you're a web professional. Most likely, you don't have the power to make some of the big sweeping changes we've talked about here. But what you can do is work towards a consistent user experience online. You can think about how users move across platform and device. Begin by ensuring smooth online transitions. In time, you can start working with colleagues to extend that to offline touchpoints as well.